This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're getting some new information on why U.S. forces didn't shoot down that enemy drone before it killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. The AP's Jennifer King.
The enemy craft flew in at a low altitude, U.S. officials tell the AP, and might have been mistaken for an American drone that was in the air at the same time. While the base in Jordan near the Syrian border does have counter-drone systems, there is no effort to shoot it down. A trailer where troops sleep was struck and surrounding trailers were damaged by the blast. More than 40 soldiers were wounded and three U.S. Army Reserve soldiers from Georgia were killed.
Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Breonna Moffitt.
Pentagon Deputy Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
This is an IRGC-backed militia. It has the footprints of Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden met with national security advisors and is weighing options.
These groups, backed by Tehran, have just taken the lives of American troops.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli forces dressed as women and medical workers rushed into a hospital in the West Bank this morning and killed three Palestinian militants.
The Palestinian Health Ministry condemned Tuesday's incursion on the hospital in Jenin. The Israeli military says the militants were using the hospital as a hideout and that one was planning an attack. Meanwhile, Qatar, Egypt, and the U.S. are working to strike a deal between Israel and Hamas that might lead to a pause in fighting and the release of hostages held in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Republicans say Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not enforcing immigration laws. The House Homeland Security Committee votes today on two articles of impeachment against Mayorkas. Five men under arrest after six bodies were found in California's Mojave Desert last week. Police say it appears to be a dispute over marijuana. This is AP News. Attorney General Merrick Garland will have surgery this weekend.
The Attorney General will undergo back surgery this weekend and delegate his duties to the Deputy Attorney General during the procedure. The advisory comes as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin returns to work at the Pentagon following a hospitalization related to prostate cancer that was criticized for being kept secret for days. Garland, who is 71, will be under general anesthesia during the back procedure on Saturday. It's expected to last about 90 minutes and is being called minimally invasive. Garland is expected to return home the same day. Norman Hall, Washington.
A former contractor for the IRS who pleaded guilty to leaking tax information about former President Trump and thousands of the country's wealthiest people has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. He gave the information to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.